Blog Talk Radio.
It's easier to run away than to
Yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio, Necessary Convo. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Everything good. Everything good. How about you?
Everything is good. The world is wide open, man.
It's back, right?
The world is wide open. It's back. It's absolutely back. Hey, before we get into the pleasantries and all that, man, seriously, it's Memorial Weekend, and, you know, a lot of folks are traveling, so I get that. I'm here in Atlanta, so, you know, we've gotten a lot of company this weekend, and so, you know, everybody still be very careful, and, you know, that's just because we got to be careful. I'm not even talking about, you know, just COVID and things like that. There's so much going on. You have to be safe. You have to always know your surroundings and things like that. So I'll officially, you know, welcome you guys to today's show, Necessary Convo. It's going to be really interesting today, Tone. I can tell you that already, man. You know, I usually call them. It's going to be a really interesting show today. A couple of housekeeping things we want to get out the way. Definitely want to go ahead and take some time to grab some folks to get on this, you know, to get on tonight's show, because we're gonna talk about some real interesting things. Tone, go ahead and break it down to them, man, how they can get folks on this platform, and let's get to it.
Definitely. You could call in 156-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. Or you can listen in online. You can go to GEI Radio, click the link, or you can go to Necessary_Convo on Instagram, click the link, and listen live online and chat with us. We have a chat room, too, so you can type your questions, answers, whatever you want on there. Once you're on, if you want to talk to myself or Gigi or answer a question, just press 1, and I'll get you on. And that's it, man.
And that's it. I don't know where to start, man. I guess
you said it like you beat.
I guess
you said it like the weekend got you beat up.
Nah, you know, there's just so much going on. I definitely wanted to make sure that I gave some folks some current events. For those of you that may not have known or realized, today, this weekend, marks 100 years since the Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre, Tulsa, Oklahoma race situation. You know, where they burned the town down. Yeah. They did that, man. And it's tough because, you know, we talk about, you know, Black Wall Street all the time, and people mention it, you know, saying, hey, let's get our funds together, and let's, you know, Black businesses and things like that, as if it never happened before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As if we never got to a point to where, as people of color, as Black individuals, business owners, Black millionaires, Black professionals, all came together and actually had a city that was very fruitful. It was very positive. It was very productive, and it was very successful. You know, economically, socially, all those things. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, and even the world is confessing that, you know, it was a race situation, you know, because the thing behind it was they were stating that that a Black guy had attacked a white woman. And so basically they were coming for blood is what that was supposed to be about. And that was just, you know, was another one of those false stories. You know, just an excuse to invade and destroy, I would say a community, but it's even bigger than that, you know, an entire conglomerate was destroyed off of this. Yeah, man.
Definitely.
So that's tough. That's tough. So, you know, when you talk about Memorial Day, it's pretty heavy.
And you know what's crazy about that? Like when you say 100 years, in 100 years, we still haven't been able to come together and build something like that. Now you got people that's doing stuff here, then somebody's doing something here, but that was a city town full of just black pride, like hospitals, anything you could think of, you know, grocery stores. It was just so much stuff there that was owned by, you know, us. In 100 years, we still haven't been able to recreate that. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy in itself. You know what I mean? So they knew what they were doing.
That was our Wakanda. That was our Wakanda. Yeah. If you think about it, that was our Wakanda. So it's a pretty sad situation. Obviously, like you said, we're 100 years after that, and we've made a lot of strides as people of color, as black people. Also, we've also realized that we have a way to go when it comes to working together and doing things together and being on the same page. And, you know, you have some stuff going on in every city, which is cool. But, you know, there was nothing like that. And it's very, very possible. Like, we can't even say we don't have the resources at this point. It's more of a mindset. It's more of, you know, having the heart, having the, you know, just being ready for it, because it comes with a lot of responsibility. But at the same time, there's a lot of benefits to it. So, yeah, man.
that's huge, man. It is. Like you said, look at, you can just sit back and look at all the resources we have now, and we haven't created something like that compared to what, you know, they went through in that time to create that. So that just goes to show you how powerful that was, because we have every resource right now. I mean, right now, one person can create that. You get what I'm saying? Like, the wealth is crazy right now as far as, you know, black people. It's a lot of black people that are wealthy.
Yeah. So
it's just the mindset difference. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to come. We'll get one of those cities again one day, maybe Atlanta, maybe North Carolina, maybe one of these, you know, southern spots. I don't see that happening up in the northern areas. But definitely in the South, I feel like it'll help. It would happen in the South before the North, just because of the structure.
Well, so. Definitely possible. You know, definitely possible. So, you know, that's something that we have to look at on a regular basis, and be cognizant of when we talk about, you know, unity, when we talk about everything that's going on now, social injustice, the, you know, law enforcement, just everything. You have to think about what comes with that. So when you have leaders and when you have those type of economics, right, it changes the dynamic of our communities, right? It changes the dynamic of our communities. So we have to be aware, you know. I mean, just to be straight up, man, right now, everybody's trying to get theirs. I get it. Everybody's trying to get it. Everybody's trying to get to it. And then they feel like when they get to it and when they're in position, okay, now I can kind of reach back. And believe it or not, you know, a lot of the successful leaders, they embraced the process. You know, so they didn't have to have the millions of dollars to be a leader and to take ownership of financial literacy and things like that. It was during the process, and people respected that. They respected their transparency and honesty, and that actually catapulted the leadership. It catapulted the opportunities that were you know, for our leaders, for our communities, and that helped us in every way, economically, financially, spiritually, even, you know, with the morale, emotionally, physically, things like that. So good stuff, man. We're not going to dwell. We're not going to keep you guys on that level, but just keep in mind that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on outside of memes and World Star TSR, the Shade Room, and all that. There's other stories that goes on, even other stories that goes on outside of the news media and stuff like that, that as people, you know, we have to really take a look at, because other cultures are doing it. Other cultures aren't really on the reality shows, and they don't really care about, you know, some of the fashion stuff that's going on and getting the new shoes and bags and stuff like that. Let me get off of that, man. Let me get off of that. So we'll just keep moving on. Tone, go ahead, man. Let's what we have on deck today, man.
Your phone breaking up. I could barely hear you.
All right, we'll keep on talking. I'll get it together, bro.
All right, that's what we're going to do. We're going to get into a song, and when we get back, we're going to get into all the topics. Let's do that once you get straight. We're going to get into a song, and then we're going to come back and jump into these topics. All right, GI Radio, y'all hold tight.
Just
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back. GEI Radio, Necessary Convo. GEI Tone. GG After Dark. You got that mic straight over there? Everything
yeah,
good,
man,
GG?
We all good, man. Everything is good. You tell me how we sounding.
We sounding lovely now.
All right, good, good. All right, so we're going to jump right back in. We appreciate you guys. We switched this program a few weeks ago from Fridays to Sundays. Obviously, we formerly known as Freaky Friday. We still talk about some Freaky Friday content. I like to sneak it in here and there. You know, it's important to me. But Necessary Convo is obviously something that we have took advantage of broadening the horizon of our conversations, and it's been very successful. We've already had a guest on. We still got love from our original followers and our faithful followers and listeners. So we appreciate that. You know, at the same time, it's some real stuff that we still got to get through. And we figured that Sunday would be a day that you guys wouldn't lie. I do my best, you know, to keep to keep everybody accountable, especially on a Sunday. So we still have fun with it, guys. So we've had conversations from addictions all the way to just flat-out relationships that seem like, you know, they were dead-end relationships that started out, you know, very, very productive. So, you know, we've been rocking different content, and today will be no different. What we cooking today, Tone? Because, you know, last week, man, we really was talking a little bit more about loyalty, friendships, and you know, who they knew and who's off limits and things like that. Got a little spicy last week, man.
Definitely did. So I was, again, you know, just listening to the radio. And I came across this this thing that Steve Harvey had said. He was like, no man should have a woman friend. All, you know, your friend should be all men. And I didn't agree with that, but I wanted to see, you know, what our callers and yourself felt about that. How do you feel about, you know, the opposite sex being friends?
You know, again, it's one of those tough situations because it's a case by case. It's a case by case. You know, you have people that come in your life that's been in your life that has played a significant role. At the same time, not everybody that comes in your life is going to be there as you go to new levels, you know. So you can't force that situation. And I say that because, honestly, I think a lot of people have had very good friends of the opposite sex. You know, some platonic, some they might have got it, you know, they might have had moments, and some they may have dated and decided to stay friends, you know. So you have those different categories, and, you know, you just have to be real with your partner. You have to be real with yourself and what you want. Now, for myself, I make my own decisions, to be honest, and I've been making my own decisions for a few years. I used to listen to who I would consider, you know, OGs, some that I would consider just, you know, good friends. And then, you know, some ladies that, you know, that I've had conversations with before, I would consider, you know, my homegirls. You know, I would take a little bit from each one of them. But what I realize is at the end of the day, you know, I have to live with the decisions that I make. And so, you know, a lot of times you have to sever ties, or and you have to, you know, make the best decisions for yourself. So on a friendship level, you know, I like to say that, you know, you got to surround yourself with people that care about you, and people that care about you, you know, know that they have a certain place. You know, they should know they have a certain place, and they should know that they have certain boundaries as well. And as I navigate as a single guy, you know, I'm still learning. I mean, I've literally been single now for about 4 years, and you know, there's some folks that I had to cut off, you know, and some with no explanation, believe it or not, you know, no explanation, because if you know when you find out what a person's intentions are, when you see that they consistently do the same things over and over, or they may become what people consider toxic, you know, every time you talk to them, it's always negative. It's negative stuff going on in their life. Negative about, you know, the ideas that you have and the things going on in your life. You know, you have to be very open to looking at that and making a decision right then and there. You can't, you know, hey, maybe it's just kind of one of them things, or maybe they're in a rut or something. Now, you got to cut those folks off, because that's what's going to cultivate your future, whether it be a year from now, whether it be 5 years from now. So the long way around that, I do believe that you can have friends of the opposite sex at the same time if there's no boundaries, right? Not sometimes boundaries, not when your significant other is around, or not when they know that your significant other is around. But all in all, if there are boundaries, and you know, there's no shit that's like no innuendos, there's nothing that's slick. You know who genuinely wants the best for you, and that's male or female, but we're talking about the opposite sex, because when you're dealing with the opposite sex, now your significant other, whether it be your husband, your wife, whether it be your fiance, or you know, somebody that plays a significant part of your life, you know, is it really worth it for someone that, you know, considers yourself a friend but want to cross boundaries because they think that your friendship is more important than, you know, your relationship? Because you're not going to marry your friend, right? You're not going to have kids with your friend. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? There's certain things that you can do with your friend, but when it comes to being in a relationship, being in a marriage, those are things that, you know, will supersede whatever the heck you got going on with your so-called friend of the opposite sex, or your so-called friend, period. Because when it's all said and done, it's you and your folks against the world. I mean, I truly believe that. If you're in that position. So, you know, that's the best way I can put it. I believe that it's possible, but I also believe that it takes a lot of trust and it takes a lot of boundaries with that. But as far as Steve Harvey, man, I mean, come on. You know, he's trying to get sales, man. He's trying to get his community back.
Yeah, I think sometimes people don't be realistic with certain things. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? You're trying to get money, you're trying to sell books or get listeners or stuff like that. But I think when you got a voice like that, you got to be, like, realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody not a bad person. You know what I'm saying? Like, in his case, like, right. He feel like because I'm friends with a woman, sooner or later, I'm going to want to do something with her. That's right. Some guys are like that. That's this guy that's not mentally strong, or that was their agenda the entire time. You get what I'm saying? But then you have some guys and some women who look at each other like brothers and sisters. Like, you do have that type of relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just thought it was pretty much like a dumb thing to say, you know what I mean, that no man should have a lady as a friend, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a real dumb thing to say. Because here's the thing, I don't go to my homeboys for advice all the time, because that advice don't be good all the time. Sometimes, you know, it might be my sister or it might be my homegirl. You know what I mean? Sometimes I want to get a woman's opinion. Like, maybe I was, okay, my homeboy's going to be like, man, you good. They sometimes they don't know the right thing to say. So when I ask my sister or my homegirl, they might be like, nah, she feel this way because this, this, and this, and this. And I'd be like, oh, okay, I get it. So, you know, in some cases, I think you do. It's because a cool thing to have. It's a cool thing to have a lady friend. Or if you don't have a homegirl, you know, maybe you could talk to your sisters or something like that. But I definitely think a man definitely has to have some type of woman figure if he's in a relationship.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's more than fair. I know we got calls on here, but let me go ahead and get this point across because I already see a little bit in the future, you know, people will come on here and say that, you know, hey, I've had a male friend for, you know, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. They're not going anywhere. So whoever my significant other is going to have to respect that relationship or vice versa. So let's just be 100 about it. I asked a question on my platform, Tony, and I asked, who is your go-to person when you have issues in your relationship? Who is your go-to person? Right? And so a lot of people, there was all kind of responses, right? People were saying, you know, they pray, Jesus, they mama, they sister. But very few people said that their go-to person was their significant other. Very few said that their go-to person was their significant other. So one thing that I've always practiced pretty consistently was if there's issues going on in my relationship, I don't let it get outside of our bubble. And the reason why I don't let it get outside of our bubble is because once you say something about what's going on with you and your significant other, your friends, right, your family, they're going to be stuck on that. Like that's going to be embedded in their memory. So long after you and your significant other make up, you guys get over it, you guys are in a better place, your friends, your family members, you know, those folks, they're still going to remember that, right? So when you have another issue, guess what? One of the first things that they're going to say, well, you remember when they did X, Y, Z. So they're actually keeping tabs more than your ass is. You know what I mean? So that was one of the things that I felt that I had to learn and continue to practice in my relationship is to keep it in our bubble. And so what that does is that also puts us in position to have those uncomfortable conversations. You know, they're going to be uncomfortable, but if you're going to have it with anybody, why not be with that person that you're with? That way you can see how they're built. You can see what they want, what they're really in for, you know, and you can also, you'll be tested too. Like, are you ready to handle what the situation is? You know, are you guys built for it? Are you guys prepared to build for it? And so, you know, it's kind of one of those things, man, to where it's going to build some character, and either you'll grow together or you may grow apart from it. But at least you'll see and you'll have a real life, you know, opportunity to see if you guys are built for it and you're ready for it. How do you guys handle conflict? You know, you got your parents, you got brothers, you got homies. When it comes down to it, if you got issues or conflict with your significant other, how do you do?
I don't really know when we had a real, like, situation where it had to come down to, like, us not talking to each other, where we had to go to somebody else. But I do get advice from my pops because he's been, you know, he's married or whatever. I do, you know what I mean? Even if it's not a conflict, I just ask certain things, you know what I mean? I like to know that, am I on the right path? Even though I'm going on 11 years in, I still want to know, like, am I, you know, being the best husband I can be? Or I know it's room to grow, but so I always hit my pop and ask him a couple questions and different things like that. So I usually go to my pops or one of my best friends.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that that's, you know, it's one of those things to where, depending on who you talk to, you know, you may get, you know, information that is ideal for you because they know you, they've always known you. So when you talk about a relationship, of course, you know, that's two people interacting. And I think that sometimes it may be a little challenging to get someone who is going to give you, you know, just overall, well, not necessarily over, you can get the overall, you know, talks, you can get the overall suggestions and things like that, but nobody knows what really goes on, what really goes down more than you and your significant other. And if we as men, if we may be slacking or we know we can do some things better and whatnot, we're not always going to give that side, though. You know, we're going to give the side to where, you know, well, you know, she said this, man, but I don't even know why she's thinking that way, or this is how she felt, but, you know, me, man, I'm always doing my best. Like, we aren't necessarily as men, and I'm just saying overall as men, sometimes we don't give that side of the story to where we may come up a little bit short sometimes and not fess up to it. So I think that getting that real talk, that real conversation with your significant other, they can give you the opinion, but you have to be open to it. You have to be open to their perspective. And so I think that's a big challenge in relationship nowadays, man, is everybody wants to feel like, you know, hey, I'm doing everything I can. You know, what's up with you? Versus, you know, what are our strengths in our relationship? What are our weaknesses collectively and individually? And then devising a plan of action from there, man. So, definitely okay, one of those necessary combos that you have to have.
Let me clear up something because I just got in trouble. Gigi got me in trouble. 12, going on 12 years. I said 11. Going
oh,
on 12.
Man. Oh, man.
So let me just clear that up real quick. But we got a caller. Let's get this call on.
Let's do it.
7421. GEI Radio, you on.
Hey, yo, welcome to your show. Hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. I heard you speaking on financial literacy a little earlier. I'm a finance professional, so I definitely want to touch on that. But I'm gonna get to what you guys were talking about with the whole, you know, relationship thing. Who you talk to as men, or even, you know, women, like who you talk to as, you know, when you're having issues and stuff in your relationship. Man,
right.
Talk to God, bro. I'm telling you, listen, I'm the type to really hold shit in. I don't really be talking to nobody like that, not about my business, you know what I'm saying? I used to tell my brother a lot of shit, you know what I mean? I don't really, even the homies, like, my nigga, I don't talk about shit I got going on in my relationship. I just bottle that shit up and, you know what I mean? Go to God if I, you know what I'm saying, how I see fit, like, you know what I mean, try to get my answers there for real, but shit, man, everybody handle these situations and you know, vent to, you know, whoever they vent to differently. I don't think it's a good idea to get other people involved for real, your friends, family. I really feel like you shouldn't get them involved at all, because like you mentioned earlier, you know what I mean? Y'all going to make up. Your people still see that shit like, oh, no, she did this, he did this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to just brush that shit off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't, you know, that's not how people's looking at it. You know what I'm saying? Even though you in the relationship with her, and you know what I'm saying, or him, and y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all figure that shit out eventually. But that's why you don't even get nobody involved from jump. You know what I'm saying? Like, just...
Yeah.
My nigga, the best thing is to just talk to God. If you don't believe in God, I don't know. You know what I mean? Shit, talk to yourself.
How do you feel?
Get a breath. You know what I mean? Like, I don't fucking know, but don't get a professional. You know what I'm saying? Like, get a professional involved. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But other than that, nah, man, friends, family, none of that shit. Don't tell nobody about your shit, for real. anything you got going on with your relationship. Hear you.
Good. I was going to ask you, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I was going to ask you about getting some type of counseling, some type of therapy.
Counseling.
Just to give a non-biased
exactly
plan of action. You know.
Yeah.
So let me ask you because we appreciate you jumping things off. How do you feel if you was to consider a therapist for your family? How important for you would it be, whether it be a male or a female, or whether it be a person of color or not of color? What factors for you would come into play?
I would definitely lean towards supporting my people. I am black, if I don't sound like it.
Okay.
But definitely supporting my people. If maybe they was too far away, or you know what I mean, like I don't know, just ain't no black people, you know, ain't no black professionalists, you know what I'm saying, in my area or whatever. Then I would pick as far as man or woman. I don't even know, yo. I don't even know.
Something to think about. I guess you would.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never think that. You know what I mean? As far as the, because, I mean, they are professionalists, but at the same time, I don't know. Because women might, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows? You might choose a woman, right? And she might have been through the same type of shit y'all going through or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And she going to be biased. But you don't know that. You feel me? Just looking at it from that view, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you don't know.
Okay.
So it's like,
what the fuck?
Right. You know what I mean? Like, damn. So now she really is your wife and her on, you know what I mean, against you. So it's like, well,
man.
I'm getting the professional help, and I still ain't getting no help. You know what I mean? But, you know, so. I never really thought of it, though, as far as a man or woman. Really, I would kind of look at their views, or I would just kind of, you know, just do my research on them.
You
know
bet
what I mean? on the whatever therapist we choose. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that would be the best, the safest route to, you know what I'm saying? See, like, what, you know, like the areas they specialize in with, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I guess that would probably be the safest way to do it. You know what I mean? To truly get a unbiased opinion. Because, like I said, you don't know what the therapist person been through, man or woman. So it's like, shit, you're trusting them because they're the professional. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, damn, you have to consider that, though. Because it's like you might end up getting the man, and you know what I'm saying? Y'all choose a dude, and he probably, you know, it's shit that you got to factor that people really don't be looking or taking into consideration, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
No doubt.
And I definitely want to touch on, I don't want to take up too much time. I know I've been talking for a minute. But I want to touch on the friend thing. You know what I mean? Like, man, yo, Steve Harvey tripping, nigga. Like, you, man. You're not, I mean, it is levels to it, and you know what I'm saying? It's like different scenarios and shit. But for the most part, my nigga, you got to have female friends, bro. Like, come on. It ain't, like, if you a man handling your business, you about your business, you're going to have women, you're going to, even, your through your career field or whatever the case, you're going to have women that you build friendships with just off some natural shit, not even no, you know what I'm saying, no shit like trying to hit on each other or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to happen naturally because, I mean, we humans, you know, man attracted to woman attracted to man. If she ugly, friend that thing. No, I'm playing, I'm bullshit. But on a serious note, y'all, fellas,
man.
No, for real. don't befriend no ugly. No, but real shit, though. I think you should have that woman, that female friend, because, you know, it's like not all of them, not every woman be on some trying to, you know what I'm saying, trying to hit on you, trying to have sex with you and shit, and knowing you in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're single, you know what I'm saying, that's different. You know what I'm saying? But as far as being in a relationship, though, You got to you got to have trust with your partner. You know what I mean? Trust, communication. The communication got to be there. The trust got to be there for sure with your partner.
Right.
And so that she'll understand and she'll know, like, it wouldn't be on no, you know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm going to jeopardize my relationship. Like, me personally, using myself, I've been married. This year, July, I'll be 8 years, yo. I've been married, and we've been together 12. You know what I'm saying? So
nice.
I would. I mean, I haven't had no female friends for real. Like, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Every female I know, my wife know. You feel me? Like.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it, though. I haven't like branched off to try to make friends and shit. No, you know what I'm saying? I just my wife know all the females I know. You know what I'm saying? And I think
that makes a difference.
That makes a big difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, your wife definitely, or significant other, definitely should know the females you're friends with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for sure.
That's a good point.
Because then that'll make the, you know, if she already trusts you, y'all communication, it'll already be more comfortable for her to like, okay, you know, I'm all right with my man. You know what I'm saying? Being friends with her or whatever. But yeah, you just got to respect each other's boundaries. And, you just got to respect each other. Yeah. Now, you got to respect the friend. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, that respect got to be there. Like, she going to know I'm not crossing boundaries. So, shorty, don't even try because it ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And then you just going to lose a good-ass friend. You feel me? Like, you know what I mean? Because I respect my fucking relationship. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, all right. You know, we cool, but all right. If
you
try to take it down, like, you know. And that naturally had, like, man, I used to work in Atlanta Public Schools, yo, IT. Man, CT, man, bruh.
Yeah, we appreciate you chiming in.
The women
have to
change, yo,
for real.
For real, women have to change, yo. Yeah, you know, you just got to have that respect there, communicate, you got to be clear. And you, as the man, because niggas be, they be weirdos, and they...
Okay. All right, man. Hey, we appreciate you coming in, man. We appreciate you. Definitely. Hey, good looking out, man.
We got another caller, 4535.
Yeah.
GI Radio, you on?
Hey, welcome to the
What's
show.
What's up, Tom, GT?
What's going on? Oh,
hey, hilarious. Hey, we got the brothers in here, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. You know, it's Jonathan. What's good with y'all?
Everything's good, man. Talk to us, man. How you feeling?
Well, you know, I think you were spot on, but my first question was, how significant is the other? You know, like, Tone and the dude that called in, they calling from a, they're talking from a place of marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so that's a different, that's a whole different perception than you dating or you some boyfriend-girlfriend thing or whatever, but... I think if the person that you're with is significant, like it's a serious thing or whatever, then the first thing that has to happen is that woman has to be established. If you have female friends or even your homeboy, you know, she should know all of them, and she should be comfortable with them. You know, you have to establish her. I think a lot of times guys don't establish their woman into their situation. Like, you'll have a female friend, but you don't be having your girlfriend or your wife or whatever, you know, around them enough for her to be established, where she feels comfortable.
Okay.
Like, you know, she ain't got nothing to worry about, you know. The second point that I thought you made that was a really good point was, you know, keeping other people out. You know, a lot of times in the black community, the problem is we don't know how to communicate, you know.
Yeah.
And the only way you can learn how to communicate is communicate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I can ask an OG, or I can ask my homeboy, or my aunt, or my pops, you know, which I'm not saying that's not good advice. Obviously, that's good advice. Like, Tone's pops, you know, he's on point. You know, that's great advice. But at the end of the day, that doesn't circumvent you being able to talk to your wife or talk to your significant other. You know, like, if you're going to ask advice, ask how to talk to your significant other.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, how do I bridge that gap? How do I approach this subject? Because at the end of the day, you know, the the solution has to come between you two. It don't matter what nobody else has to say about it. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's the problem. I think too many times people just don't know how to communicate, so they fall back to what's comfortable. Any guy is comfortable, you know, with their moms or with your homeboys or whatever, and then you got to be careful about, you know, female friends, how much information you give them into your relationship, because they still see
that. That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, you don't want to do that either. So I thought you were spot on. My only question was how significant the other is, because, you know, depending on how significant, then that's how much energy you're putting into it. If it's your wife, like in Tone's case, and I was kind of calling in to remind Tone that it was 12 years, because I shot his 10-year anniversary, and I knew he was going to get in trouble. I'm the homeboy. He can talk to, because I'm there for him. I got him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's his wife. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, yo, when it comes to a spouse, it starts with you and it ends with you, bro. And if you can't talk to your spouse, then you know, why is you married? You feel me? So, you know, I just think that if it's significant, because your question was significant other. If it's significant, then
Absolutely.
Act like it. Then you know, we can be mad, but we still got to be able to conversate and communicate.
Definitely.
That's law.
We get professional counseling. That's the last thing. If we get professional counseling, then for me personally, I don't care if it's white or black or male or female, but I would prefer that the person be older. Because now, on top of counseling, you're getting wisdom on top of it. You know what I'm saying? Because white people have relationships too. I don't care about all that, but let it be somebody older. I don't want some young chick that's trying to judge me on the low, or some young dude that look at my wife and be like, well, damn, you know, she fine. What they're arguing for in the back of his head, because they hear him too.
That's good.
I want somebody older that's going to be like, all right, young people, let me get y'all straight right now. You know what I mean? Black or white, it don't matter. Except for Steve Harvey, because Steve Harvey on some bullshit.
Yeah, no. John, hey, man, you're looking out, man. But we already know how that works. In the entertainment business, when you're trying to get your sales up, you're trying to get trying to rebuild a certain following. So
he an entertainer, not a counselor. That's right, he an entertainer, not a counselor. He get paid for it. Good talking to y'all.
That's.
Hey, man, all right, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Always.
Yeah, we done sparked something, man. It's good to get the testosterone in the room, man. We got the testosterone in the room, man. Hey, the fellas came through, so I know the ladies listening. You know, the fellas done came through, so you know the ladies always got to follow up. So we already know how that works. But just continuing on to the subject, you know, before we try to move on, just a quick reminder, guys, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, myself, Gigi, and you got the boss man, Tone. You can catch us here. So check it out. What we're going to go ahead and do is just briefly, Tone, can you give them a reminder of if they need to text out the number, if they need to go ahead and find out how to go ahead and get somebody online, what to do?
Definitely. If you want to send out the number, 516-387-1268, that's 516-387-1268. Again, we got an online chat. If they want to, you know, be online, you can go to GEI Radio, click the link, or you can go on Instagram and click the necessary underscore convo page and click the link and chat it up with us. If you got any questions, press 1. If you're online, I'm on the chat right now. We got some people on the chat, but they ain't writing nothing. So I guess everybody just listening tonight, you know, we have those type of nights where they just want to hear us talk. which is cool.
It is cool. You know, one thing that I do want to mention, well, another thing I want to mention, and much respect to the fellas chiming in. Again, you know, this is this platform. We have two guys here. You have Tone. Tone has been married 12 years, right? 12?
Going on 12 years,
right? So we'll never say less than 12, right? So he's been married going on 12 years. So that's very significant. And you know, they are They're both people of color. People, because I don't think people knew that, man. You know, some folks may have thought that you might have had a, you know, your wife wasn't of color. They don't know. So him and his wife, they both are. She's a sister, right? and I have to applaud that. And I said that because it's very significant, because we don't give enough credit. To our couples, to our married couples that's been making it happen through it all for years and years and years. I mean, my parents have been married. I'm Mr. 45, right? So they've been married for 45 years, and moms, when I talk to them, and the thing is, they know that they're not perfect, right? They don't try to be perfect. They don't even. Say things to where, well, this is what we did in the work, but they're very knowledgeable about what goes on. You know, I think one of the most important things that my mom's has taught me in relationships, she told me to never open up a new door without closing the last one. Like, that's one of the most significant things that she's told me before. And I don't just take that in relationships. Not just relationships, but just different things. You know, just different things of significance. Like, make sure that you handle your business here before you try to go and handle business elsewhere. You know, make sure that you have those things closed. Make sure that you're good to go before you move on. You know, you don't want to have any unsettled, unresolved issues thinking that you're moving forward, and then that stuff bites you in the ass. So, that was something that moms had always taught me. And my pops, he's more of a disciplinarian type, you know, an enforcer. But at the same time, when it comes down to it, he's like, yo, you're going to have to own up to all your actions and your activities. Don't come around here blaming someone else, saying that they made you do this or this is why this happened. Nah, you own up for your shit. At all times, because that's all you have control over, you know. And I've stuck with those things. And did I always listen? Hell no. I didn't always listen. Are you kidding me? You know, I wanted to do things my way. I wanted to, I wanted to lay the smack down. It's going to be my way or no way. And, you know, that's got me to some different, places in life that I didn't necessarily have to be at or follow. So, it's so important that we're accountable, because when it's all said and done, we're accountable. You can get the best advice. You can get a great counselor or a therapist. But if you don't execute a game plan, then you're going to be in a vicious cycle. And I think a lot of us have been in vicious cycles before, not even really understanding why. But the main reason why is because, again, you know, we have good ideas, good thoughts, but we don't execute. You know, ladies say, I ain't going to deal with that, or he ain't going to do me like that again, or I ain't going for it. And then you calling this dude 3 months later talking about, hey, I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? Or, hey, what you doing? Right? You put yourself back in that same cycle when you don't have to be. You jumping on that carousel. But you already know how to ride ends. You know how to ride begins. And you know how it is riding, right? So
I think you made a good point.
Accountability is so important.
I think you made a good point when you said finish, you know what I'm saying, finish this before you get into that. I think a lot of times, again, with TV and social media, men and women, because it ain't just women, it's men too, like you – we get into other people's lives, you know what I'm saying? And you're trying to speed up your process, and you're not even finished with this one right here. So now you're moving into this relationship with this baggage and that baggage, wanting it to be like what you see on TV or what this couple doing, what vacation this couple doing, or your friend doing this. You know, I think, like you said, you just got to clean that all up before you move on. And until you clean it up, you know, stay single. It's like, I don't know why people think it's something wrong with being single. Like, it's nothing wrong with being single, you know, until you find what you're truly looking for. Like, it's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to feel like you have to be in a relationship to be happy. You know what I'm saying? You don't. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's not a thing, man. Just take your time and find what you're looking for and find what's going to make you happy.
Yeah. No argument there. Argument there, man. Hey, I think we have an opportunity to move forward, man, because we done with Steve and his antics, right?
Oh, yeah, we done with Steve, right? But now we got somebody else. So check this out. Again, me up just being bored. You know when you're bored, you're just scrolling on Instagram. You watch a couple of TikToks. And so I came across Monique, the comedian. She gave this announcement. She said that she was in the airport, and she's been noticing, as you know, when she goes out to the airports, that a lot of the women are, you know, coming to the airport with bondants. That's what it's called, bonnet. I think I'm saying right.
Yeah,
bonnets. And you know, like sweatpants or pajama pants and stuff like that. So she was basically, I mean, she was saying, like, you know, take a little bit more pride in yourself and, you know, dress up or whatever. And for some reason, I told my wife, I kind of got offended with that because I'm going to tell you why. You know, we always telling, like, everybody got this thing where women got to look like this. Women got to be like this. Or women got to look like this. She got to be built like this. She got to look like, she got to do this, and this, and this, and this. When a woman finally get comfortable with their body and get confidence, because to me, I feel like that's confidence. I don't feel like that's a woman being lazy. I think, like, you don't have to dress up every single time you go out. Like, that's phony to me. That's fake. Like, that's not you. You know, it's okay to go to the, you know, throw on something and go to the grocery store. Like, if I see a woman in the grocery store with heels on every single time, it's like, lady, you're doing too much. Like, I know you wear sweatpants. Like, I know you wrap your hair up. It's cool. Like, it's just, to me, I just feel like, who are you to say that these ladies don't take pride in themselves because they're comfortable with how they're traveling? Now, if they were traveling for, like, a business trip or something like that, I could see them dressing up. But if I'm just traveling to go, you know, just to get to the next state or whatever, then it shouldn't matter what I got on. Like, what does that matter? I think people dig into that too much, not only with women, but with men too. Like, everybody just got this thing where you got to be, you know, prom ready every day. And that's fake to me, like, because that's not real. I got dress-up clothes, and I got comfortable clothes, and I got pajama clothes. You know what I'm saying? When I'm, like, after this radio show, me and my wife are going to the store and get some ice cream. I'm going to throw on some flip-flops. You know what I mean? She's going to throw on her flip-flops and her sweats, and we're going to go get some ice cream. We're not dressing up to go to the grocery store to get some ice cream. You feel me? So with me, I kind of took offense to that.
Now,
like,
I can see that.
Go ahead. I'll let you
know. Now, is your wife going to put a bonnet on now?
Yeah.
Walk around
it's
that
on now. It's on now.
she going to rock out with the bonnet?
Rock out every time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? She cool. We cool.
Okay.
I mean, my thing is this.
Okay.
I feel like when you handling business, then you need to dress for business. If it doesn't have anything to do with business, then you can be as comfortable as you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's solely up to you. It's on your confidence. Like, I'm not conducting business. I don't have no business meetings. I'm not meeting anybody. I'm not doing anything. So I'm being comfortable. This is me when I'm comfortable. That's it. That's how I feel, a man or a woman. You know, but everybody's different. That's why I wanted to put that out there, so to see how everybody else felt about that.
Hey, man, and I appreciate you putting that out there because, like you said, you know, you make your decisions, and you know, you're not going to let anybody dictate how you operate as an adult, just like she's an adult. So that's cool. I definitely get that. I understand that. Now, at the same time, you know, she has a platform, and she's going to say what she wants to say. And sometimes people do stuff with shock value, right? Because there's some pictures of Monique that can be put out there that she may not even want to admit that it's her. So let's be 1,000 about it, right? She got some pictures floating around here. Maybe she in a bonnet, maybe not. Maybe she in sweats, maybe she in joggers, whatever, whatever. I'm pretty sure they're available. She wasn't always, you know, from head to toe, you know, baby doll type situation. So I get all that. The only thing that I will say is, you know, for me personally, and for the women that I've dealt with, or the women that, you know, I feel have a certain they have a certain perspective of when they're out and about is, you know, you just never know. You just never know what you're going to run into. You never know what business opportunities, what individuals, you know, that you're a brand, right? So if you're a brand, if you're a luxury brand, I'm a luxury brand, right? Not saying that I ain't going to be out there in no joggers, not saying I ain't out there in no jeans and things like that. But as a luxury brand, when you walk around, you represent your brand. Like, you can represent your brand comfortable, right? But at the same time, I'm not necessarily going to be out there in jammies, right? I'm not going to be out there in jammies with the fuzzy slippers or nothing like that. Knowing that I may be in an atmosphere to where I may bump into, or, you know, somebody may see me and say, hey, you know, blah, you know, hey, you're Gigi After Dark, you're Rob Malloy, you know, I like what you do, blah, blah, blah. Now, when I'm doing what I'm doing, like you mentioned, if I'm at the grocery store, if I'm going to the gas station, or if I'm at the car wash or whatever, you know what? I'm gonna be as comfortable as possible as I possibly can. Even at the airport, I say the airport is a 50-50 chance because, I mean, it's an international airport. You know what I'm saying? What if you run into, you know, Obama? I just use him as an example. You know, you want to take a picture with Obama? You gonna keep your bonnet on? You are gonna keep your scarf on? You gonna keep your headband on? With a picture of Obama or somebody who you may feel like is significant in any type of industry that you like. So, you know, for me, my motto is be ready so you don't have to get ready. So a lot of times I do understand that, and I know that there's a lot of ladies that they do a lot before they even walk out the house. I've been in bathrooms in my career, right? And I'm just like, damn, for real? Like the foundation, you got to put on the mascara, you got to put on four, five, six sets of lips, and you got the tone and all that. And I'm like, hey, man, we just going over here, man, to get a couple of chicken wing baskets. You know what I mean? So it's always funny, man. But like you said, the Easter home, I know everybody feels, you know, their own way about it. But I would say more so than not, for me, I like to stay ready. So because that's just who I am. And I've grown to be that because I used to be the dude, basketball shorts, cut-off shorts, looking like the Incredible Hulk going up the street, whatever. But now, you know, for me, I am my brand. So, you know, there's sometimes where I'm gonna be a little extra. For that area, you know, you're going to be like, yo, who is he? You're going to want to know who he is, right? But, you know, the sister just kind of putting it out there, man. You know, because you got to think about it, though, too. So when you date back into the 40s, 50s, 60s and things like that, people of color were clean. Men was leaving out with three-piece suits, hats, yeah. Briefcases.
Yeah,
you know, so when you talk about take pride, I mean, it may not have to be to that extreme, but, you know, we still fighting for rights. We still, you know, representing ourselves to the fullest. So
I always tell people, I'm a businessman, whether I got on sweats, because here's the thing, right? Are you not going to do business with Jay-Z because he in pajamas? Like, are you going to look at Jay-Z like, oh, he in pajamas, he don't take pride in himself? No, you're going to say, he comfortable. He got money, he comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what's the difference? Like, we don't know these people. You know what I mean? It's funny because I've seen
evolved,
the – But after I seen – it's
he
crazy
evolved,
because
though,
after – What you say what?
Jay-Z evolved. Like, you're not going to, you know, Jay-Z used to be in the hats, gold chains, jerseys, hats, cocked back and stuff like that. Now you see Jay-Z in suits. Now you
because he's 50 years old. Like, he has to. Like, I don't think that somebody that's 50 on that level is going to wear stuff that they wore when they was 20. But he still wear his sweatsuits and his, you know, the you know what's going on right now, but not as much as he did at first because he's 50 years old. So I expect that. But you be talking about the average person. You know what I'm saying? The average person, most of these people aren't business people. Like, some of these people just work. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of, I don't know, man. I just feel like society got this thing now where everybody, it's like everybody being fake to me. I can't get with it. Like, I like real. I don't want you to feel like you have to wear a five-piece suit or to feel like you're important. Because if you're a millionaire, you're a millionaire with whatever. Like I was saying, Adam Sandler, right? Somebody sent me a picture of him right after I seen the Monique thing. And this dude was out and about. I'm talking about with like a Superman shirt on. He looked like if you didn't know that he was an actor, you would think that he was poor, like a bum. Like, that's how bad he dressed. But he's comfortable. That's his comfortability. And I guarantee you, anybody that sees him is gonna see him and be like, still talk to him and want to get business, want to get roles and stuff. Like, they're not gonna look at him and be like, oh, I don't wanna talk to him because he ain't dressed in a suit. I just never understood that concept. Like, I'm my boss, right? Mm-hmm. I'm my own boss, so I can wear what I want. Like, I can dress how I want. I don't have to look a certain way for somebody else. And
right.
I feel the best because I hear this all the time, like, yo, I got to wear this. Oh, I got to dress up like this. Oh, I got to do this. But I'm like, if everybody said their boss is like they say their boss is, why do y'all try to impress these people? If you want to wear some Air Force Ones and some cutoff shorts today, wear it. That's not going to stop what's in your mind. Because once you have a conversation with me, you're going to understand that I'm about my business. I just don't know how – I never understood how clothes make people feel a certain way. Like, it's like people that's addicted to fashion. Like, okay, you got on $5,000 worth of stuff. You still stupid. The clothes don't make you smart.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the clothes don't give you power or nothing like that. Like, because you got on Gucci, you're going to turn into this super attractive person or whatever the case may be. Like, clothes is clothes. I just never understood that with people. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's why I took offense, but it's just like I'm just so tired of hearing that. Like, I wear this.
So
I
you
got
think
this.
Somebody?
You
so who,
like
who else? Who else? Who else? Outside of Monique has put that out there like that? Because you said you keep hearing it. So
well, I'm just saying like
do,
just
do,
people
do
like
you
so,
feel
you
like...
know this be... Oh, go ahead.
Okay. All right, it's just out there. So you know, a lot of things when it comes to now when it comes to fashion, you know, hey, fashion is fashion. I dig that. At the same time, I know if there is a situation to where I see two people, I don't know either one of them, right? I don't know their names or anything like that. I see two people, and I see one guy, he has on a t-shirt, cargo shorts, and a pair of flip-flops, and the other guy has, let's just say he has a suit on, right? Now, obviously, I don't know either one of them, right? And you always have to do your due diligence. However, if you don't know either one of them and you are presented by both of them an opportunity, is there a chance that one just comes off a little bit more professional when it comes to whatever their craft is? Like you mentioned Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler is, he's what, 50-something years old? He's been in the industry for 30-something years. And he's a recognizable individual. Like, he blends in now, right? But if we look back to these people's career, if we look back to when they was coming up in the business, Adam Sandler wasn't getting in to do a gig if he ain't have a suit jacket on. Steve Harvey wasn't getting in to get Bernie Mac. All these guys wasn't getting into a gig unless they had a suit jacket. There's certain places that you're not going to get in, right, unless you own the joint. And even if you own the joint, you're going to want to represent a certain level of whatever, certain level of elegance, a certain level of professionalism.
But we understand that, of course, if I'm going to the Grammys, it requires me to dress up. Like, you know, things that are required is different. Like, if I'm going to a black tie affair, I'm not going to wear a cutoff jeans. But if I'm going to the grocery store, I'm not going to put on a prom suit. You know what I'm saying? Like, things that are required, I get that point. I'm just saying,
I think the airport, though, like I mentioned, the airport is an international situation, though. You don't know who you're going to run into in the airport.
Yeah, but I thought that was a pretty good example for Monique. But some of the richest people you're going to meet, some of the richest people I've met, pretty much outside of maybe two people, all the millionaires that I know that I've met wasn't in a suit. They dress more comfortable than
me.
Did
you know them before they were millionaires? Did you know them before they were millionaires?
No, I didn't. A couple of them that I've ended up meeting through other people and finding out that they were as rich as they were. You know what I'm saying? They own properties, they did real estate, they own liquor brands, or whatever the case may be. I didn't even know. So that's why I said, I guess my look on it is different, because I've seen super rich people, you know, people that people will be like, I want that type of money, never wear a suit. They just be super comfortable. So you don't know just because somebody got on.
You just said that they're super rich, though, but you don't know the journey. What about the journey? What about what about where they had to go meet the executives they had to meet, the places they had to go? You don't think that they had suits then? You think that they was always that comfortable?
No, probably. I agree with you. When it calls for it, if it calls for it, yeah. But to say that somebody has to be. Somebody doesn't take pride in how they look because they got on a bonnet and pajamas at the airport. You don't know if they were $4 billion. Now, if you knew that they okay, if Beyonce came through in a bonnet and pajamas, we all be praising it. Like, she's so super comfortable. That's what I'm talking about, girl. Sister power. Everybody, Monique be praising her. But because you don't know these girls, you automatically saying they don't have pride in themselves when some of them girls could have been super wealthy. They just comfortable. You get what I'm saying? Like, everybody not going to dress up all the time. But we got a call. Let me get this caller on real quick because we could go all on and on and on. 9523, GI Radio, you on.
Hi, good evening. Happy Memorial Day to everybody.
Hey.
Like, I'm over here listening to you guys. You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. So... I'm listening to this whole bonnet thing, and I feel like what Monique was saying was taken a little bit out of context, because I really don't feel like she was saying you needed to dress up to go to the airport, that you needed to, you know, like, be a fashion queen when you go to the airport. But I really feel like she was just saying, like, having a representation of yourself. And I hear, Tone saying, you shared how, you know, like most millionaires and people who are very wealthy and have established themselves are very comfortable and they're very lax. And I feel like they've gotten to this place to where they can do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like with everything that we do and we accomplish, there's levels to it. And I don't think that your average millionaire, your Benzo, the Amazon guy, has started out, you know, with sweats and basketball shorts at the office. You know what I'm saying? If he was in his garage working on some stuff, but I think when he showed up as who he was, you know, desiring to be, or the level that he was trying to get on. So I really feel like if they would Monique said was really taken out of context. I know for myself, and I'm just going to give a little background because I just don't. Like, I just, it's just my own personal preference. When I, if I'm going to the grocery store, running to drop my kids off, because I don't know if I'm going to have to get out the car, I just, I get myself presentable. And that doesn't mean that I'm, you know, dressed into the nines, but I'm going to be presentable so I can get myself out the car. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't know who I'm going to meet. I don't know who my, you know, my kids, friends, parents maybe. You know, you just never know. So I always try to put my best foot forward. And if I'm going to have on some sweat, then it's, you know, it's just going to be put together. I'm just not leaving out the house with a bonnet on. I feel like, you know, take the time to do your hair. Just, you know, put it in a ponytail. Put it in a bun. It could be a sloppy bun, whatever. But I'm just going to make sure that I'm presentable. Okay. So I had a situation where this morning time, this lady had hit my car. It's, she dropping her kids off at school. So I get out the car because, you know, you don't, I got to check the damages. And she thought that she was going to be able to sit in the car. But baby girl had on pajamas, no bra on. And I'm like, no, you're going to have to get out the car. This is, you know, this one's on you because you should have gotten yourself presentable. You know, you thought you were just going to be able to drop the kids off, drop them off and pull off. But you didn't hit my car now. So now you need to get out the car. And so in that instance, I remember my daughter and just sharing with my daughter. I'm like, this is why mommy always gets together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have, I'm like, girl, you out here, your titties. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you got this little thin shirt on, and now you got to get out the car. But if you would have put yourself together, you know, at least had on, like, a little, you know, a duster sweater or something, or, and just get everything together. Like, put a bra on. Even if you're just running the kids to school, I just think that it's about, I don't know. I didn't see it in a negative light. Yeah, I just saw it as her just saying, you know, because you don't know. Like, when I go to the airport, I usually take red-eye flights, or if I take an early 6 o'clock in the morning flight, I get, you know, you're going to be asleep, or you may go to sleep, or whatever the case may be, but at the end of the day, I'm arriving to a destination. I don't know what's going to be required of me when I get there. So I try to be, you know what
that's
I'm saying? Like, you just, you just kind of pull yourself together. So I just wanted to, chime in
on
that.
Let me ask you this. If Monique seen Beyonce in what she seen, I guess them girls in, do you think she make that same video?
I just don't. I don't even see B. I don't even see B coming out like that though. Like,
no, I'm just saying, like, if she did, do you think she make that same video? Do you think she say that B don't have pride?
Monique being like, Monique, I think she would. If you think about Monique, you know what I'm saying? Like, Monique being Monique and her personality, she probably would. Because I feel like she's just kind of old school in that sense. And I know people were like, some of this last backlash was, you know, she's telling people about wearing bonnets and she's in a whole robe, but she's in a hotel. You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't out on the street. She's not sitting in a Starbucks with a robe on. Like, she's in the comfort of her own, where, you know, in her domain, sharing a message. And she was real, was really trying to be careful with how she said it. It was just one of those, I don't know, and I think that our culture, I don't know if it was a part of the pandemic that got us because we were in the house, so those people got really comfortable. You know, a lot of the lounge wear is very popular now, so people are not really attuned to, like, dress up. So I think that that mindset has really, like, kind of overflowed into this is, like, the everyday thing. The comfort is the everyday thing. I worked from home during the pandemic. The first couple of weeks, you know, you're like, oh, you're working from home. You don't have to. But something just didn't feel right. So I literally, the same way that I would get up for work as if I was leaving out the house, I got dressed for work.
Yeah, got back,
like,
into that routine.
I put myself to, because it makes you feel better. Like, and that may not be for everybody, but I feel like you dress for success. Like, you know, when you get dressed, you just feel better. Even when you're down and you're not really feeling good, if you get up, take a shower, put some fresh clothes on, you know, you start to feel a little bit better. So I just think that we, you know, kind of sometimes have to, you know, separate. There's just like a fine line. I'm not saying dress to the nines and you got to be in the Fifi shoes and the heels going to the store. You can still, you can dress down and be in some sweats and still be crazy, sexy, cool and look good. You know what I'm saying? And look the part. But I just feel like, you know, some of the pajamas, you know, you see the pajama pants out the house. And I just, and then even the image that we're setting for our, younger generation, our daughters, our the little ones that are watching us, they're seeing us walk out the house with pajamas and not, you know, I had a rule in my house, you know, everybody better be dressed by 10 o'clock with some fresh new clothes on. We ain't laying around, you know, we need to get dressed. Mm-hmm. we need to get dressed. So, yeah, that's just me.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, appreciate you chiming in, indeed. Since you are our first and only lady, let me also run this by you. So I really don't want to get stuck on the whole bonnet situation, but Tone did make a remark, and he basically was talking about age groups, right? Age groups dressing a certain way. So. So take a scenario, if somebody is dressed in pajamas, and pajamas, I don't know how we got to that point where people are in pajamas, like all the time.
I don't know.
Like literally all the time, right? Because were you, did you wake up in those pajamas and then you've been out all day? Did you do that yesterday? You in the same pajamas from yesterday? I don't know how we got to that point, but it has been an epidemic for years, even prior to the pandemic situation. However, my point is, if you take two individuals, right, you have one lady who's in her pajamas with the furry bottoms, right? Hey, she mind the hey, she pulling up in a Benz too, right? But she got the bonnet, she got the robe, the pajamas, the little furry cat joints. And then you have another young lady who is, let's just say she's in a pantsuit, right? She, from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are real estate agents. Both of them. Hey, one of them's married. The other one is Maria. Would you look at them a certain way when you got their cards? Both of them telling you, hey, I'm a real estate agent. Is that significant enough? Does that matter, or not?
I think old school, first impression is the best impression, right? Like, I just remember that, and it may be, you know, taboo, old model, but I just remember always the first impression is the best impression. Now, I might see the sister, you know, the person that has the bonnet on, the sweat, you know, the furry shoes, whatever. I'm like, okay, this must be, to me, I'm like, okay, it must be an emergency situation that she then came out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's an emergency. She didn't have time to prepare herself. So I'm not going to really, you know, like, I'm like, okay, something must be going on. Something's happening here. But the person that's, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, the conversation, I feel like, is going to go further with the person who is dressed and is, you know, you got the whole, you ready to go. You got the suit on, you dressed for success. So.
Okay. And that would translate even with a man. So a guy in joggers, tank top. Hey, I'm a you know, I'm an attorney. And then the other guy suited and booted. Hey, I'm an attorney. Is that significant enough? Just the presentation?
Yeah, because again, like, I may just think like, okay, maybe he's, you know, off. Because you're trying to place, you know what I mean? Like, you're trying to place, like, okay, well, maybe this is a day off. Maybe they at the country club playing. You know, maybe I've caught them during a transitional period or something. Like, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, maybe I just caught you during a transitional period. And we have those transitional periods. Stuff comes up, stuff happens, and you have to, you know, leave at a moment's notice, and you're not able to really pull things together. Like, we have those moments. So I take that into consideration too, because you're not always going to be on. Like, sometimes you're out and you're like, damn, you know, this is an opportunity, you know, and you just got to hope that the person is thinking they just caught you at off moment, or you're in transition. You're, you know, trying to run
the
grocery store.
They're
going
to have that mindset to where.
Yeah.
Right. They're going to have that mindset to take that in consideration.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because not everybody has that mindset. Some people are just not even going to fool with you because it don't look right.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to use that example because, again, at the airport, folks are comfortable. I went to the airport in sweats because I ain't worried about who I'm going to see. But at the same time, it will depend on the flight. right? So if I'm leaving at lunchtime, mm-hmm. if I'm leaving in the middle of the day, I may not wear those sweats. If I'm doing a red eye, then I'll probably wear the sweats, because if I want to have a conversation, if I'm going to have a conversation, yeah, the person will have to get to know me and realize, okay, he's this, he does those things, we can move forward. However, I'm still a walking brand, so I'm not going to have the basketball shorts, the J's on with the hat. Now, Tone's saying I can't do that anyway because I'm damn near 50. You said at 50, you ain't supposed to be doing that.
No. You can. I was just saying, like, you know, you said Jay elevated. I was just saying he elevated because his money changed, age changed. So, you know, he just in a whole
I mean, his mindset changed first.
Yeah, mindset too, yeah, because, you know, as you, well, not everybody, but I will hope once you, you know, get up in age, you know, you start to learn and mature, you know what I'm saying, and things just different. Even with myself, like, I'm only 40, but it's just certain things that I did at 30 that's just not cool right now that I just don't care to do. So I get it, but, you know, with me, I look at it like this, right, real quick. I worked in retail, and I remember one time, like, you know, when people come in, you kind of judge them. Like you said, well, if somebody dressed up, mm-hmm. they got money. If they not, they ain't got no money. They ain't spending no money. But one of my managers one time told me, like, you got to treat everybody that walked through that door like they're a millionaire, because you don't know who got money. So if you only choosing the people that's dressing good that you're going to talk to, you don't know how many blessings you're missing. And
yeah.
when he said that, over my years, my 5 years of working there, it was the people that didn't look like they were going to buy something that brought the most stuff. And I kicked it. Listen, I kicked it with me and this guy have been friends for 7 years. And it wasn't until like the third year that I knew how rich he was. Like, and I ain't talking about six-figure rich. I'm talking about millionaire rich, him and his wife. Because he never really showed me. I mean, he had a couple businesses that was regular, but I didn't know that he was as rich as he was, because he didn't wear suits. He didn't fly private. He didn't, you know, we went out to eat. He didn't get we didn't go to the most expensive restaurant. So that, I guess my experiences just taught me that you don't know. You just got to treat everybody, no matter how they dress, no matter what, you just got to treat everybody a certain, you know, the same way. The janitor, you treat the janitor just like the CEO, because you don't want to miss out on a blessing. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my way of looking at people. Like, if I'm in a airport, because now I fly, thank y'all, I finally took my first flight. So if I'm in the airport and I'm sitting next to somebody, I mean, if I'm in the airport, I see somebody with jeans or something on, I'm not going to be like, oh, he's not a businessman. We're going to chop it up. And his conversation going to let me know whether he got something going on or he don't. I'm going to give him that opportunity.
Right.
I would hope that everybody would do that to somebody instead of looking at them a little different. You know what I mean? Because everybody is different. I'm one of those people, like,
everybody
I have businesses. So, Gigi, you know I'm flip-flops and sweatpants all the time, even when I'm doing business. Like, that's just my way of doing. I'm comfortable at all times. So I would hope that somebody would give me
a test. You're not wearing a do-rag, though. I ain't seen you in a do-rag yet.
Listen, it's funny.
I haven't seen you in a do-rag.
The last like year, I've been wearing this thing because I got dreads. So I've been wearing this, like, I guess, protecting my hair so it won't get messed. I guess that's a bonnet, I guess, if you want to call it that. But I got so comfortable wearing it, I wear it everywhere. Like, I just wear it when I'm out. So I don't, you know, if you're going to talk to me, you're going to get an opportunity. If you don't, you're going to miss your blessing. That's on you. So you got to choose wisely how you look at people. You know what I'm saying? You got to choose wisely. Right? That's just it.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on here.
Thank you.
And giving us a ladies' perspective of things. So we appreciate that. And did you get your car squared away? Did you exchange insurance? Did you file a claim? You got all that done?
Okay. You said, did I file a claim?
Right, right. We just want to make sure that situation worked out, you know, with the lady who was in the PJs. She didn't run off.
Oh, yes, but no. I sure did. I'm telling you, baby, she thought she wasn't going to have to get out there. So I'm like, no, you're going to have to get out. We're going to need to look at these, look at these scratches. You're going to have to get out the car, little mama. She was really like, oh, is it? I'm like, you're going to need to step out.
Listen, that's a whole nother episode when you start talking about people scratching your car, hitting your car, and acting like it ain't no big deal. So we all got some stories, man. So, but we appreciate your patience and thank you for your feedback.
Thank you. Likewise,
thanks for calling
in. Absolutely.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up.
That is what's up, man.
I think he want to get back on. He's pressing one again. Let me see. 4535. GI Radio.
Man, listen. Monique full of
come
shit,
on with
bro.
It.
I ain't even going to hold you, Monique.
She's trying to get ratings,
like,
man.
Yeah. She's trying to get likes on that page. And like you asked if it was Beyonce. You damn right she would have said it because more people would have watched her little post and shit. While y'all was talking to the young lady, I actually went back and watched that post again. You got to really see that thing and listen to it all the way through. She says some stuff that is really like, it don't even make sense. It's so offensive, actually. Like, on the surface, I understand, like, what you were saying, Gigi, about, you know, looking a certain way and all that. You know, I'm older than both of y'all, and I'm from the South, so I understand. But here's where she went terribly off with it. First of all, she said she was in the airport. Now, I understand what y'all saying. You know, you can meet somebody in the airport. But that's not what you went there for. You didn't go there to meet somebody. Your principal reason for the airport is to travel. Now, when I'm hopping on a plane and I'm going to be cooped up in a plane chair for however long, I want to be as comfortable as humanly possible.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, if you listen all the way through, at the end of her post, she literally said that, you know, she wants to be able to call black women queens, and if you're not presenting that, if you're not giving that, then she can't call you one. And my first thought was, okay, so a black woman who is pride in herself, kids and all that, but don't got money to be dressing like whatever, whatever, all of a sudden she's not a queen. See, that's not the kind of post she needs to be saying. Like, all black women are queens. Like, the clothes that you have on ain't got shit to do with you being a queen or not. That's that bullshit. Like, I had a very hard time with that post. Like, you know, like you said about Jay-Z, right? Jay-Z is my age, but it ain't got nothing to do about age. Jay-Z got money.
Yeah.
So if you got money, your chill out stuff is better than my dress up stuff. Because I got a billion fucking
matter.
Dollars, bro. Like, you know, I'm putting on some silk whatever, some Gucci loafers, and I'm just gonna hop into Maserati real quick. Like, what? This dude got money. Like, that's not the kind of people you're supposed to be comparing this to. And I think it's offensive of Monique, who has fame and has some type of status, to be walking into any situation and judging people who are on their last dime, you know, or are spent their last money on their kids. You don't know these people's situations, because I guarantee you, when Monique was coming up, she was just like Steve Harvey. And Steve Harvey tell you point blank, he was living out the back of his car and he had two outfits. So now here you are where you are. And then she did the entire, whatever she did, I don't want to call it an interview, she did the post in her bathrobe, bro.
In a bathrobe. And this is the thing. This is what I was saying to people. Like, you're telling these young ladies to be queens and dress up, but you're on a social platform with hundreds of millions of people going to see this, and you got on a bathrobe. But you know why?
With no bra on, by the way.
Yeah, because she's successful. She said, like, I have money. I can do this because I'm already at this spot. That's what I got from it. Like, Because my thing is,
yeah,
if I'm going to tell somebody to dress up, if I'm going to make a video telling somebody to dress up, I'm going to be super fly. You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you to dress up. So why would I be in the robe with my hair halfway done for millions? Only a couple people seen them girls at the airport like that. Millions of people are going to see you do this post. So it just didn't make, like I said, and she wasn't even talking to men, but I got offended because I'm like, who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you to tell these women that they're not queens because they're not dressed up? Like, that's super offensive. Like, okay, we could say whatever, you're not a real woman because you're big or something like that. You wouldn't like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, lady, chill, man. Like, I think sometimes these, whatever you want to call them, celebrities or rich people, they kind of lose touch with reality, you know? Like, everybody doesn't have it to dress up every time.
Because she would take offense if somebody did a video talking about, oh, you know, what happened to respect? Lose some weight with your fat ass. You see what I'm saying? Like, that was absolutely crazy to me. Like, you know, you don't know people's situation to judge who they are. Like, it's bad enough that we get judged based on the color of our skin. Now we got our own people judging us on the clothes that we got on. What the fuck? What happened to the content of a person's character? You walking through an airport, people judging them. You don't know one of them. You ain't even stopped to speak to them. And then she had the nerve to say that if she did run by somebody at Walmart, like Monique's going to Walmart, but if she did, she would walk up to him, tap him on the shoulder, and say, that's not how you do it, queen. Bullshit. You in Walmart. How about tapping her on the shoulder and say, I'll buy your whole shit for you, boo? If that's really what you're about, if you're really about that life. Like, to me, that was just very offensive. She was just doing that for likes. Like, you got to remember, people will do anything for likes, and that includes celebrities. And half the shit they be saying don't even make sense. Like, you know, you got to look at the substance of what she's saying rather than who it is, you know, because it's easy, just like with Steve Harvey. There's a whole lot of people like, that's right, bro, you're right, that's right, that's right. Bullshit. That was very, very not only offensive, but disrespectful as a black female to quantify other black women based on the clothes they got on their damn backs. Ain't we have enough of that from white people as it is? Come on, now that was just ridiculous. She bugging.
And like I said, in her bathrobe
with no bra on and all her gray hair showing up in her half braided head with no makeup on, looking old.
Hey, we're not gonna talk about gray hair, man. We good on the gray hair.
I got the gray hairs too, bro. But like I'm the same. Like, she the one talking about if you're gonna be before people do it up. Well, what happened to the makeup on your face? Because your skin is not even toned and your lips look dark. What happened to you wearing a bathrobe with no bra on and just tighten up real quick so you can fucking do a post? Like, that's crazy. And it was a shameless plug because the first thing she did was plug her three shows that nobody went to. So that's my opinion on that.
Okay.
Thanks for calling back in. I'm glad you went back and watched it. You know what I'm saying? But, I had to watch it again
because I really wanted to get where she's coming from. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense.
When I seen it last night, I watched it, and I, like I said, she wasn't even, you know, talking to men or whatever, but it was offensive. It's like, you know, enough is enough, man. Like, you know, kids, you know, people teasing people because they don't got Nikes on. People tease people because they don't got a certain car or they, you know, it just, we find ways to down each other no matter what. Like, and it got to stop. Like, yo, you don't know somebody's situation. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. First of all, you don't know if they're successful. That's number one. Or number two, you don't know if they just had enough money to get that plane ticket and go to a situation where it's going to change their life. You don't know what that situation is. You know what I mean? So to speak on that and to say that because you don't do this, you're not this. Who are you to say that? Now, you can say you don't like it because that's your right. You could be like, I don't really like when girls wear bonnets. All right, cool. That's okay. That's what you – but to say, like, you ain't a queen, and that's not how queens do it.
Right. That's the part that got me. I was like, when you hear the end of her statement, that's when she really crossed the line. Like when she went at the end, when she said that, you know, if you're dressed like that, I can't really call you a queen. You're a queen in training. Holy cow. Since when did you give birth to me? Like, who the fuck is you to say I'm a queen in training? Like, that's a disrespect to that woman. That's just disrespect to her mother who raised her. That was just like off the cuff right there. Like, that don't even make sense. But like, for real, bro. Like, but then it's Monique. You know, just like Steve Harvey, it's the same thing right there. You know what I mean? So they just trying to resurrect they lives right now because ain't nobody going to see Monique no more. So whatever.
Yeah, she knows that, I'm sure.
Yeah,
so we're not even gonna give her any more airtime. But yeah, man, thanks for chiming in. Thanks for that information because I think that was significant for those that are on here that are just like, you know, well, you know, a bonnet, you still don't have to wear a bonnet. You still can do something. You can put a wig on, blah, blah, blah. You don't know a person's situation. And then, again, you know, you're also at the airport. You don't know if that person is moving from a bad situation and just trying to get out. So I definitely respect that.
Yeah. That's the difference between a lie and a deception. A lie is flat out the opposite of the truth. A deception has enough sprinkle in it that makes you question. You know, so her saying the whole bonnet thing and stuff makes you think, well, you know, yeah, when, you know, you're a black woman, you should represent yourself and stuff. But when you go deeper into what she was saying and you really pull out the context, she was completely off base.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so, too.
Appreciate you calling in. Let me wrap this thing up. Thanks for going back and look at that and getting that information out there.
For real.
You already.
You know what I mean?
All right, brother.
Salute.
All right, Monique. Another.
I'm not taking no time to go back and check that out and all that. I've heard enough through third party, man. That's, you know, it's just a lot. It has a lot to do with respective personality. If you, what you think your status is, you know, nobody has the right to disrespect anyone else and think that it's okay. And again, you know, we always have to have these disclaimers about Holly Weird. Like Holly Weird, people just do things differently, you know, just because they think they can. Now,
yeah,
we use the example of her, but there's many, many more examples of stuff that's going out there that maybe, you know, involve, you know, something racial, maybe ageism, it may be socialism, you know, just different type of things, man. So, you know, we're always about respect and even here. So we thank you guys for listening and getting through that. You know, these are necessary combos that we have to have. And maybe one day, Tony, we can talk a little bit about our culture and some things that we can do better because, you know, there's a large gap between individuals within our own culture. And I think that is those are some of the barriers when we talk about rebuilding the Black Wall Street, right? Because, you know, it's just like Marcus Garvey, you don't have to have one guy, one leader. Right? You don't have to have that. You know, each one of us can be leaders. Each one of us can definitely be, you know, CEOs of our families, and then we can have a conglomerate of families. You know, it's kind of like mob talk a little bit, but we can have a conglomerate of families and reach specific goals in our community, whether it's city, state, nationally, internationally. And those are things we have to take in consideration, man. But we definitely have no time to tear each other down, especially right now with what's going on in the world. We have to do a better job of you know, giving some respect and uplifting ourselves because we already have enough stacked against us.
Definitely. Well, with that being said, another great show in the books.
Indeed.
I don't. I'm still trying to see if I'm going to do a show next week because next Sunday is my birthday. So
yes,
I don't know. You know, I don't know if I'm going to do something on Saturday, do something on Sunday. So I'll figure that out during the week. We'll let you know if we're going to have a show on Sunday. But Gigi, let everybody know where they can find you at.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going into June. June is Men's Health Month, for those of you that did not know. So that being said, you can definitely find me. Check me out on Facebook. I am Rob Malloy is my Facebook page. Social media handles is I am Rob Malloy, IG, Twitter. But my YouTube is Who is Rob Malloy? So that kind of goes into how I got into position to where I am now. And, of course, GG After Dark Everything, y'all. GG After Dark Everything, IG. .com, all of that. But I do want to be very, very clear. Next Friday, June 4th, Brims and Stilettos, Play Bistro right here in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Marietta area. If you don't know about it, you know, hey, come see about it, having a good time. And lastly, on the 26th of June, having a luxury ball right here in Atlanta, Georgia, about 8 minutes from the airport. Maybe we can get Mr. and Mrs. Tone out this way. We'll see, you know, and take good care of them. But that's where you can find me. Tone, let them know how they can stay connected with us and you.
Definitely. You can follow the radio station at GEI Radio on all social media platforms. You can follow me, GEI Tone, on all social media platforms. You can follow the show, Necessary Convo, on Instagram. And, of course, make sure you check out the network on Roku TV, GEI Network. And that's about it, man. Everybody, you know, enjoy your rest of your weekend, Memorial Day. I hope everybody had a good time. It rained the whole time up here, so we've been chilling. But I hope everybody enjoyed the weekend, the extra day off from work. And we'll see you next week. Peace.
You guys take care. Peace.